information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
It's Tuesday, the 9th of August 2011, and this is an unplanned episode of The Information. This is an event that I feel that we need to discuss, kind of an emergency episode of the podcast, really. And this is with regards to the rioting which has kicked off over the night in London, Birmingham, Liverpool, and also reports of Bristol. The level of this rioting, the scale of it, I think has taken a lot of people by surprise. It's pretty much unprecedented. I don't think it's comparable to anything that's happened historically. The Met Police have said openly this is an event that they have no planning for, no preparation for, because it's just simply not something that was ever expected. The scale of it, the sheer anarchy of it, the unabated violence, the rage on the streets. And I think it's very important for people that are aware of the alternative views on society, the conspiracy theories, the agenda, if you like, people who are even only slightly aware of alternative views, look at this from a different perspective, a perspective that the mainstream media won't be portraying. And that perspective is there an agenda at work here? The question that has to be asked. What purpose is this? Is this a very advanced version of problem, reaction, solution, as David Icke would say? And the intuitive feeling that I get is that something's going on here, and this isn't just some spontaneous series of riots. Now, on the one hand, you've got people with a more spiritual view openly saying that this is an indication of some early stage of an awakening process that seems to have affected the youth more than the adults. People in their teenage years or early 20s, people who are disenfranchised, who have no chance of getting a job, no prospects, no future. People who are just fed up and essentially have nothing to lose. But I'm personally not of that opinion. I don't think this has anything to do with the awakening, because I just see aggression, I just see violence, and I don't think that that's part of what we talk about when we talk of 2012 and some sort of spiritual revolution. Personally, I think the evidence is pointing towards some sort of highly sophisticated agenda at play here. Now, I have no idea how it's being done. One thought I had this morning was that this could be the result of some form of very advanced microwave mind control being targeted at a certain demographic of people, certain element of the populace. And I honestly wouldn't rule that out, but I've not seen any firm indications of that yet. It's just an idea that's floating around the ether. But one thing that I think is clear is that there needs to be a discussion about this. And that discussion will not be taking place in the mainstream media. Last night I was watching these riots until about 3 a.m, keeping an eye on the events. I had about 2 talk radio stations on, and I was interchanging between them, listening to different perspectives, people calling in. And the obvious reaction that people had was one of sheer anger. And the calls of martial law, of curfews, of bringing the army onto the streets, of having riot police step up their response and get aggressive, get violence, fight violence with violence, essentially, were the majority of perspectives on the issue. The more callers that these shows received, the more the anger and the more the calls for these curfews, martial law, etc. So it's obvious that the flavour out there right now is cries for revenge almost. I wouldn't go as far as to say revenge perhaps, but certainly there's a sense out there that people want a firm response. They want the government to step up their response. So if you look at this from the perspective of problem, reaction, solution, this plays out very, very nicely for those that want more control, those that want to see certain laws altered, those that want to see the police become more heavy-handed, those that want to see a step up of the security state, the police state, those that want to see the army on the streets, those that want to see curfews of martial law. It's a problem, rioting, reaction, public outcry, solution, more security. And this seems to be falling very nicely into the hands of those that want that agenda, that want an outcome of that description, of that nature. And that's what worries me personally. And just doing a little bit of a check online this morning, getting an idea of the take from all the alternative media sites, all the forums, everyone is saying this. Everyone is saying there is no doubt that this seems to be some sort of very sophisticated set up. There's obviously agent provocateurs out there mingling with these rioters who mostly, let's face it, are just falling into the hands of some sort of government plan. And they seem to be arranging things through BlackBerry Messenger, through Twitter and various other social means. And we know from the research that people like Alan Watt do, that all of these social media systems, all of these methods of modern communication are ultimately military based, they're ultimately controlled by the government. There's no way they would have given the people tools of this nature unless there was an agenda in the first place behind why they were handing it out. This sort of technology isn't just out there because of some great revolution in technology and freedom. It's out there because the government wants it to be out there. The government essentially authorises it and allows it to fall into the hands of 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds. So there's definitely, as far as I'm concerned, more to this story. And I think you need to start watching the news. If you're in the UK, and certainly anywhere around the world, I'm sure this is a big story. Because of the setting of London is as essentially a world city, if you like. There seems to be a lot of focus on this. You need to watch this from the perspective of problem, reaction, solution, and you need to think of it in terms of who's going to benefit. And the other important thing I think that needs to be discussed here is the timing of these riots. Now, we all know that the official story is that this all kicked off as a result of Matt Duggan being killed by police on the weekend. But I think now it's very clear that even the mainstream media are accepting that really has nothing to do with what we're seeing. That was a catalyst, but it really, as far as I'm concerned, it wasn't even a catalyst. I think that was just the official line. It was just a way of making it stand in the public perspective that there was a reason for this, but in reality there isn't. In reality, this was just some kind of very, very sophisticated piece of manipulation, a multi-tiered, multifaceted operation, I would suggest. And they're using techniques that I don't think many people would really know about. I think really you need to look into the work of somebody like Tim Rifat to fully understand what might be happening right now. So I'm talking here about advanced microwave weaponry being targeted at certain communities in London and elsewhere. And one of the things that I think is very important to acknowledge is, as I say, the timing. And we know today, this week, that the stock market is plunging, that this is certainly the beginning of what people have been predicting now for months, which seems to be some kind of full stock market crash. Things are looking very bleak across the ponds, the Dow Jones, in the UK, the FTSE 100, the Nasdaq, it's all going down, and it's going down at a rate that is alarming people in a major way. And there certainly does seem to be less emphasis on that story in the UK at the moment, and instead everyone is focusing on the riots, talking about the riots, scared of what could come tonight. And I think this is the beginning of a series of very, very significant riots. I think we're going to see more riots this week. Personally, I think last night was just the beginning. And the other thing I want to mention here, so we've got the timing issue, but the other thing I want to mention is that we know that whenever these guys are interviewed, there were a few journalists that got close to a few of the rioters. Not one of them had a coherent response. Not one of them really knew why they were rioting, why they were doing it. And again, the official line, the mainstream reaction is, well, it's peer pressure, it's the group mentality, it's the horde mentality. And to an extent, I will accept that. But why hasn't this happened before, if that's the case? You know, these communities have been disenfranchised for a long time. This hasn't just happened overnight. These guys have been poor, these guys have been jobless, these guys have been that way for a very, very long time now. And I'm not saying that these are all nice people. A lot of them are evil, a lot of them really are dangerous criminals, and they are not to be taken lightly, shall we say. But at the same time, it was as if they were running on some kind of autopilot. It was as if a lot of them were just being led astray in a way where it was almost as if they were, as I say, under some kind of mind control technique. They didn't know what they were doing. They were running amok. Seemed very strange to me. That's all I'm going to say on the issue, because I don't have evidence myself. This is just my personal reaction based on my immediate take on a story that's unfolding as I speak, really. But the other thing I really want to draw your attention to here is, about a year ago, we put out an episode of the podcast, Brian Gerrish, Lawful Rebellion Roadshow. So we attended this in Brighton. Well, well-known researcher Brian Gerrish of the UK column. And he attended this lecture. He gave a good lecture in Brighton on September the 4th, 2010. So you can go back to the information archive and search for that particular episode if you've not heard it already. I'd highly recommend it. And in that lecture, which, as I say, about a year ago, he predicted something along these lines. He openly said, in about a year's time, we'll see rioting kick off in London, in the UK, because it's part of an agenda, it's part of the government's plan to increase the global fascist state, to speed up their agenda. And this is all part of the common purpose agenda in the UK. And this is why politicians such as David Cameron, Nick Clegg, don't necessarily seem particularly shocked by what's going on, because I think ultimately they know the real agenda at play here. And moving aside from our output, just going on InfoWars now, Alex Jones' website, infowars.com, he's picked this up as a top story. UK riots, government prepares troops, martial law. So there's reports here, Paul Joseph Watson, very well-known researcher from InfoWars, he's put out a report this morning breaking this down, and he's saying, following numerous reports of failures on behalf of the police to arrest looters or adequately respond to the riots in London, there are now calls for curfews, calls for troops on the streets, and apparently even the BBC have confirmed this morning that all this is being considered by the government. Plans are being readied. So this is all falling into the hands of people that want an agenda, that want an agenda of control of a police state, of a lockdown police state. It's as simple as that. And what worries me is, if this is what they're now planning and setting up, then what news is to come in the next month, next couple of weeks, next couple of months? What do they know is around the corner? Is it a major war? Is it an utterly dire economic situation? Is it both? Or is it something else? I dread to think now. And I personally no longer am surprised by what unfolds around us. So, all I'm going to say is keep an eye on the news. This is an ongoing, unfolding story. But I think for those out there that listen to this podcast and are interested in perhaps understanding an alternative take on mainstream events, I think it's important to just bear in mind that we're not being told the full truth here, and every indication that's on the table suggests that this really is part of a plan, and people have been predicting this for a very, very long time. So just keep an eye out, and if events escalate any further, if there's any news, we'll be putting out another episode this week just to again break this down and try and understand fully what's going on. So stay tuned.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.